speaker, Jesse S. from Beechwood Group of NA in the East End area of NA.
Oh, hey, I'm Jesse. I'm an addict.
Hey, Jesse.
My clean date's September 15th, 2007. That's the single most important thing that I'll say here. You know, it is absolutely an honor to get asked to speak, you know, anywhere in NA. And, like, you know, particularly, someone asks you to speak on a topic and you think about it and you know, you have to think it's an extra honor, maybe an extra, a little pressure, because it means that someone thought that, you know, you knew something about that topic. And, you know, I think about anonymity and humility. Like, you know, humility, I remember the first time, you gotta look words up in the dictionary, and that's one of those words that it's hard to find a good dictionary definition of it, because they're all reflexive definitions referring back to humble. But I found one a long time ago that actually I've, like, always kept in my back pocket, because it made sense to me. It was, like, a state characterized as lacking in vanity and artifice. Like, you know, vanity, you know, vain, except, you know, obsessed with how you look. Artifice, like, you know, like putting up a front, you know, a facade. And, you know, so, like, I've always thought, okay, well, then, you know, practicing humility is, you know, being myself, like, being right-sized, being, like, honest, not being fake. And, you know, the thing is, remembering where I came from is really, you know, what gives me humility. And I think anyone who doesn't remember where they came from, you know, like, you know, people can stay here for, you know, perhaps a long time, but I mean, I still very intently, you know, remember. You know, I'm coming up on 16 years clean. Came to my first meeting 23 years ago, and had, you know, like almost 7 years of in and out before I was able to get a clean date stuck. And, you know, by the time I finally stuck around, I was, you know, at the bottom of the barrel. Like, you know, I was, you know, two dirty garbage bags of clothes. I had been in, you know, either jail, a rehab, a halfway house, three-quarter way house, or couch surfing, or sleeping in someone's car, like, for the majority of the previous, like, 5 to 7 years, and such that, like, I landed in my last rehab, my ninth one, and first few rehabs, mom, who she's passed away since, but, you know, was also in recovery, you know, was really, you know, very excited, you know, real excited, you know, supportive. By the very last one, it was, glad you're alive. You know, if you stay in this one for 30 days, you know, maybe I'll come visit. And mind you, that last rehab, it was like 5-minute drive from home. Like, so I had burnt people out. Like, you know, I had absolutely nothing, like, when I finally got here and stayed. And, you know, so everything that I have and everything that I am was, you know, built here in the rooms as a result of recovery. And, like, when I remember where the credit for that is owed, then, you know, that gives me humility. I, please, dear God, never let me believe that I have arrived. Because if I ever get that sensation, I think, you know, I don't know where, you know, I don't know where, you know, and that really, you know, anonymity and humility together, they're pretty intricately linked. It's almost, you could almost say the same thing about both of them. Like, and it was funny, I was I didn't really do as much reading prior to this as I might ordinarily have. Kind of had a lot going on, a lot of stuff going on health-wise. I'm really grateful that I could be here today. I wasn't 100% sure that I was going to be up for it, but like, you know, I did not want to miss it. But like, I was searching the index on my works, how and why, and I found there was a reference to anonymity in all 12 of the traditions, like every single one. There was not one. Like, there was not one that did not have a reference to anonymity in it. And, you know, the 12th tradition notion of anonymity, you know, of namelessness, also, you know, means kind of equality. And that was, because you come in here and you learn the level of, you know, what you see here, you know, what you hear here, let it stay here, which we still say at my home group, and we try to adhere to, but, you know, the more internal thing, I am just an addict named Jesse. Like, I'm the same as everyone here. I'm not one who's inclined to think that I'm better than, but I'm certainly inclined to thinking I'm worse than. Like, I am, you know, like, but here, like, I am the same as, and I, you know, might come with different experiences. I, you know, might have less time clean than you, more time clean than you, you know, like, you know, what it says in the literature, you know, about how exactly does it go, like, you know, like money, poverty, education, you know, all of these things that affect us, you know, so much outside of here, really, you know, nothing in here. And the fact that, like, one of the things that I love about NA is that you can know someone here for a decade, 15, 20 years, and then someone might ask, oh, what do they do for a living? And I say, you know, I honestly don't know. They do have a nice house, so that must be something that makes them some money. But no, you know, like, someone could be a doctor, someone could be an heir, someone could be on a disability check, and it, like, does not, like, it's just not a factor here. And, you know, like, through service, the point of that really, you know, has come home for me. And, you know, like, I mean, service is pretty much where, you know, I learned this about everything. I can remember when I first came in for the first time in, like, I guess, 2000, my sponsor's wife scooped me up and brought me to an area newsletter committee meeting, and, anything having to do with literature or PI is bound to be a highly anonymous and thankless task. But the idea that, like, I could do something useful with a few days clean and I could be a part of, like, that meant the world to me. Like, you know, it feels old-timey now, even talking about an area newsletter committee, like, really, you know, like, you know, it was by candlelight, and, you know, wasn't that long ago, but it does feel like an old timey memory. But I also, you know, got my start in PI, and, you know, learning that, you know, I certainly alone, even in a pair, I do not want to be taken as the representative of NA on anything. Like, you know, I may be an example, but I'm certainly not the example. You know, and I really found a home in service. You know, like, this time, you know, I've been involved in the convention for, it's my 13th year, and like, it's brought me into contact with people from all across our region that I would never have had an opportunity to get close with, I don't think, any other way. Like, it brings together such a huge cross-section of people, and you know, the amount that goes on, but you know, behind the scenes to make it work. I mean, it's funny because I can remember way back when, the convention may have looked like a glamorous commitment, and by the time I was chair of the convention, it was the job that nobody wanted to do.
That was a good year.
Thank you. that was totally okay with me because I am much more comfortable being a behind the scenes person, and being behind the scenes of something and seeing it come together and not being like out front and center, like, you know, it fills me with like a kind of joy. Just knowing, like, you know, no one else has to know. Like, I know that I played a little part in bringing together something wonderful. And, you know, like, I know what it feels like to be in the circle. And so then, you know, the feeling of helping to bring together the circle is, you know, it just fills me up, you know, even more. Like, I can remember a very dear friend of mine. She participated in writing one of NA's books, and she told me that the like most intense feeling of like gratitude and anonymity that she had ever felt was being at the World Service Conference when that particular book was approved, and that most people there had no idea, you know, her role in it, but seeing that it was something that the fellowship had embraced and, you know, voted into being, and, you know, has become a pretty well-loved book nowadays. And, like, you know, she's someone that I look to for, you know, guidance on these kind of things. So when, she could do something that was like, you know, a legit big deal, I can, you know, do my service with, you know, hopefully a tenth of that kind of humility and anonymity. Like, and the thing is, you know, I never want to point the finger out, but I will admit, like, lately it has been like kind of getting to me. Like, I see some people out there like engaged in like grandiose promotionalism, and like, I don't know why it like sticks in my craw. Cause, like, I do some, you know, recovery related service outside of NA too, and it's, you know, really interesting to, you know, put together an event for recovery that is that is not bound by our traditions, and in almost every way it has reinforced to me like the reason why we have all the traditions except the one thing, and like the seventh tradition, not the money aspect of it, but like the everyone contributing aspect of it, one of my favorite traditions. Like, but yet I will admit, like, getting outside money to be able to put on something that is free for everyone to enjoy, that's the only thing that I will say is enjoyable about like doing service in something in recovery that is not here in NA. But like, the point of that being, like, I still, like, I would hope, like, I never want to be like a look at me kind of person, and I, like, I have to really interrogate the feeling, like, why does it offend me so much when, like, other people are, you know, seeking, like, recognition or credit? Like, do I actually, is there a part of me that craves more recognition and credit? Like, and do I, you know, do I need to prey on that? Do I, or is it really that, like, I want to believe that it really is my commitment to the principle of anonymity and humility, and, like, you know, I would hope, you know, like it says in the literature about NA, that the good spoken about us by our friends will be sufficient recommendation. And, you know, I would hope that the good spoken about me about my friends would be, you know, sufficient recommendation of me and of like organizations that I'm a part of and, you know, work that I do and seeing the result of it, like, is the satisfaction. So, you know, it might be just totally legit that it is just icky to me, you know, seeing people wanting to like be recovery celebrities. It's like, because it's like the antithesis of everything that I know about recovery. And, you know, like this has given me so much. And, you know, if that kind of attitude sullies this or, you know, turns people off to this, because, and I think I might be like hitting on it there, because it's such a turn off to me that like maybe if that kind of attitude catches on and goes further, you know, this isn't the place to get famous. If you came here to get famous, like this was the last house on the block. This was the only club that would still have me for a member. And if we had any sane, reasonable membership requirements beyond the third tradition, like, you know, don't smoke crack in the bathroom or don't steal your home group's money, like if we had common sense rules like this, I would have been kicked out before my clean date. So, you know, so thank God we have only the third tradition. And thank God, you know, we are the last house on the block. And thank God this was the only club that would have me as a member. Like, you know, and that, you know, that's the way I like it. So I guess if anything, you know, it's really my hope that, like, I can bring our sensibility to areas of service that I do outside of here, because I think that our, you know, our traditions and our principles on humility and anonymity, like, they're that precious to me that, like, I want to export them, you know, and. You know, that's really the hit of it for me. And, you know, oh, so yeah, I'm going to ramble if I go on any longer, so I'll say thank you.